the book Hebrews, part 211. I am Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jafashua, South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book What is Your God's Name, you can contact us at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international number 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://jafahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, you are so very, very welcome. But I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning. Why? Because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we're currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends, families, and to those that are dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a pleasure. What a big occasion just to be together every morning studying the revelation word of Yahweh, our Elim. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 10 and we will continue with verse 16. Now again, we're going to study verse 16 and then we're going to take a sideline with some scriptures that is added to give more explanation to the subject which we are studying in this verse. Now he says here in verse 16, this is the covenant that I, Yahweh Almighty, will make with them. Now, who's the them? Well, it's not Israel, because there's no new covenant with Israel. I will make with them the Gentile bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. The Gentile bride. So this is a new covenant that I will make with the Gentiles. Those that will become bride of Yahushua. They will be called Yavis. He says, after those days, which days? The days of the Old Testament, after the days of the 613 laws of Moses and the Old Testament. Yes, there is some good things in the Old Testament, but the 613 laws, with their bylaws and all the other laws, they have been cancelled. They've been made null and void because of its unprofitableness of it. It says, after those days of the Old Testament, said Yahweh Almighty. Now listen, what is he going to do? He's not just going to leave everything. I, that's Yahweh Almighty, will put my laws. My laws. What are they? The two New Testamental kingly laws. I will put my laws, the two New Testament kingly laws, in their hearts. It's not really my heart, and in their minds. Our souls are mentioned. So what will happen? This two new kingly laws will become the foundation of my spiritual life, of every Gentile that will come to repentance and be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of their sin, then living in holiness the rest of their lives. I will put my laws, the two kingly New Testamental laws, in their hearts and in their minds, and there will I write them. He's not going to put it on a stone tablet again. It didn't work. The stone tablet idea didn't work. For more than 1,000 years, It didn't work. But when I look back from today, 2,000 years backwards, since the time that Yahushua started to preach a gospel of salvation unto the Hebrew people first, then turning after 2 years of ministry, turned his ministry unto the Gentiles, the last year of his ministry, because his ministry was 3 years, then he turned it unto the Gentiles. There where he spoke to the woman at the well, which was a Samaritan woman, who was a full-blooded Gentile, offering her eternal life, and I shall give you water, as fountain of living water will spring from within forever and ever. That's everlasting life. I mean, I found the fountain of living water since I was a young boy. And ever since from there, it never stopped. It just sprang up and sprang up. And especially in the last 10 years, ministering on, 8 years, yes, they call it 8 or 10 years, on internet, if we just see where the gospel is spread to, the areas where we are reaching, countries, which communist countries, the word is falling all over. And even doing this, we are bringing the word, the prophecy to fulfillment, that Yahushua won't come for his bride until the gospel has been spread throughout the world. Every corner of the earth, the four wind directions of the earth. So what's he doing? He's planting this New Testamental laws of grace. You must love Yahweh your Elohim with your heart, your soul, your body, your mind. Here Israel, Yahweh your Elohim is one. He's not the Trinity, God is one. The Bible says that Satan even knows that Yahweh is one. Satan doesn't believe in the Trinity. He believes in Yahweh Almighty through the creation of Yahushua and the facility of the Ruach HaKodesh. But it's one Elohim functioning in three different periods. In the Old Testament, it was Yahweh over Israel through the 613 laws. In the New Testament, 2,000 years ago, it was Yahweh with Israel in the body of Yahushua. From 2,000 years ago till today, it's Yahweh Almighty in us as the Gentile bride through the Ruach HaKodesh. Same creator of heaven and earth in three times or dispensations, if I may call it, because a dispensation is 2,000 years, but for study purposes, in three different time spans, Yahweh dealt with his people. Now, he does not have a desire to function within the Hebrew people. Why? Because their eyes have been closed, their ears have been closed. To see and not to see, and to hear not to hear. But the word is written where? In the hearts and the minds, not on stone. It's in a body. The Bible says that Yahushua does not function or live within a church. He says your body, or as I say church, or a temple, or a synagogue, or whatever you want to call it. He says your bodies are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. Where does he live? Within us. How do we know he lives within us? Well, if I see the way that you are functioning as part of the bride of Yahushua in 2025, I see Yahushua's through the Yahushua's grace in operation through every one of us. This is how the way that he operates. He's functioning through our lives. So in this way, it's not written in stone. The word, not 10 commandments. There's not 10 commandments, there's 17. Go read Exodus 20. You will find there is 17 commandments to start off with. But the church picked the 10 for their own purposes. I'm so glad we don't belong to no church. We belong to the bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. I don't know yourself. What does Revelation 18 verse 4 say? It says, come out underneath her. Who? The Babylonian all mother of Revelation 17 verse 1 to 6. He says the Roman Catholic Church, she's actually ruling the whole church world. He says, come out underneath her, from out of her, my child, so that you don't receive the same judgment as she's going to receive. I'm so glad 27 years ago, Yahushua set me free from denominational laws and judgments. We are led by the Ruach HaKodesh every day. Now, I'm going to just read Hebrews 10:16, and then I'm going to go to 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. I just want to just make a small note here, or just change the letter. I'm going to read Hebrews 10:16. This is the covenant that I, Yahweh Almighty, look at my fingers, will make with them, the Gentile bride of Yahushua, after those days of the Old Testament, said Yahweh Almighty. I will put my laws, the two New Testamental kingly laws, in their hearts and in their minds will I write them, no longer on stone. Hallelujah. Now we can read 1 Thessalonians, where are we? 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. I said, but I, now that's Apostle Paul writing to the assembly of Thessalonians, but I would not have you be ignorant, brethren. Hallelujah. Now what do we find in this first sentence? Apostle Paul is speaking to who? To the bride of Yahushua, the Yavist. He calls us brethren. Now this gospel is so fresh. When I read this, as if I can hear Apostle Paul speaking this yesterday, not 2,000 years ago. This is fresh. It's living. But I would not have you to be ignorant. He doesn't want us to be stupid. Ignorant, plain English, stupid, brethren. Concerning them which are asleep. It doesn't mean my mother-in-law that's sleeping. It's them that have died. You see, we must understand the figurative speech in the Bible. And this is where, for the last 600 years, since the time of Protestantism, more than 600 years, time of Protestantism, the church has never taught us anything about figurative speech. I've never heard a pastor even mention the word Beeldspraak in Afrikaans or figurative speech in English. Never in my whole life. I was one of the first ever to start talking about and preaching and teaching. This was about 30 years ago. 35 years ago, about the figurative speech. That's because I'm busy with the eschatology in studies and research for the last 58 years. And I was preaching these things in my church where I was a pastor for 18 years. And my congregation was one of, I don't want to say the only ones, but there was very, very few in South Africa we ever spoke about figurative speech or an Afrikaans Beeldspraak. But I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, bride, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. This makes the difference. For Israel, with the 613 laws, there was no hope. There wasn't hope. There was no hope. They were doomed. In the offering of animal blood, they were doomed. There was forgiveness. The high priest forgave their sins because Yahushua did. But they didn't obtain grace. They didn't function in grace. They didn't live in grace. Where we today, as part of the bride of Yahushua, who are full-blooded Yahvist, If you take away grace, we have nothing to stand on. What does that mean? If you take away Yahushua from this ministry, there's no ministry. It cannot function. Why? Because then we're back at the 613 laws of Moses. This is what they're trying to do with this third temple theology on the moment. Trying to build a third temple and everything's got to be red hyphen and high priest Yahushua. As we went through the study of the book Hebrews. And this is why this book is so important. We have a new high priest. He does not have to offer for his own sins first, like the priest of Levi and of Moses and Aaron. We have a high priest that had no sin. Hallelujah. You can't get better. We are actually worshipping the very best in the world. He says, we don't need to be concerned about them who went asleep, who died, because there's hope. If they died in Yahushua, there's hope of ever life, everlasting life. There's hope. That ye sorrow not, so you don't need to be worried. Even as others which have no hope. Today, if I look at the other religions, they don't have hope of eternity. I don't hear them talking about living out of this world into heaven. The atheists just believe if they die, they die. They're dead. We don't. We have the hope of everlasting life. Apostle Paul says, we will live although we have died. Meaning that we will be changed from this earthly body into a heavenly body. Being parousia, drawn away by Yahushua himself. Coming from heaven, calling our names. Cause us to change from a fleshly body and an earthly body into a heavenly body, meeting him in the air, not in the air, in the clouds, up in heaven. We have something to live for every day. We have something in which we stand, in which we shall live. After we have died, we have the promise to function in grace. And I'm closing the study that grace is Yahushua. Till tomorrow morning, if his father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.